the world will criticize the message of the cross. They will hear that on the cross was a man who died for sin, and they will say, "What sin? My sin? Listen, I may have made mistakes. I may have made some bad choices, but sin? Not me. I'm not the one on Dateline who murdered his family. Now that's a sinner, but not me." They do not see themselves as slaves to sin, so why in the world would they need a savior? The people in the world do not see themselves as under the influence of Satan, given over to the evil one, so why need a redeemer? They don't see themselves as under the condemnation of the wrath of God, so why need an atoning sacrifice? They don't think they are sinful, so the crucifixion is foolishness to them. This is why the cross was a stumbling block to the Jews. They longed for a Messiah to give them what they wanted, power, status, and privilege delivered to them as the Jewish people, the chosen ones of God. But they did not sense that they needed to be delivered from their sin. This is why the cross was foolishness to the Gentiles. It was moronic to them. What does a weak, beaten down, rejected, condemned, crucified religious teacher have to offer me? The world will criticize the message of the cross because they do not think they need a savior. But the church sometimes attempts to sanitize the cross because we think it should be more sensible. Apparently, the Corinthians were enamored with wisdom and philosophy. It was in vogue. Everyone was talking about what so-and-so said, and did you hear his theory of this, and have you ever considered so-and-so's platitudes about that? He speaks so effortlessly and eloquently. I could just sit and listen to him speak on these rationales all day long. He seems so confident and educated. Doesn't he sound so wise? And that is what was going on in the Corinthian church. Some were asserting that the gospel message needed their wisdom, their flair, instead of them needing the gospel. The message of the cross was foolish by itself, weak. Surely it couldn't really be about a man being crucified. How does having a condemned criminal accomplish anything for me? So the message becomes 7 steps to a happier life. Smile more. Say something nice to somebody. Think positive thoughts about yourself. Remember that God couldn't stand a heaven without you. Or messages like how to get ahead at work. The cross becomes a display of how special you are to God and how worthy you are of God's love. Well, that message has all the power of a marshmallow being thrown at a deer. And yet, people in that church were starting to follow it. So the question to ask is your gospel message marshmallow fluff, or is it the unadulterated gospel message of the Bible? When you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.